Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I hate to start the morning on a down note, but I'm getting some complaints from the lady listeners and mainly the lady viewers of the podcast where you can see the videos of the shows that we do on the YouTubes, or easier just to go to tjriggins.com and use the .com as an app. It works the same way. But I'm hearing from several ladies upset because the way the lights are in this studio, and I'm wearing my glasses, they can't see my pretty green eyes.
Oh, no.
Glare on my glasses. So
I didn't even think of that.
What to do.
Give the people what they want.
But I have to be able to see my computer screen and stuff.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I can take them off, but. Every now and then, maybe I'll just take them off to give them a little bit of a thrill. I don't need to be wearing glasses where there's glare coming off of them all the time. It looks like I'm a space person with light for eyes.
I'm going to be honest. The bright lights, they make my head so shiny, even though I'm wearing powder. So it's the same thing, like with your glasses. It's too much shine.
Yeah, I've even moved the lights way across the room.
Oh, and really?
It doesn't matter. So maybe if I just turn them where they're not directly facing me.
Yeah.
Is that how TV people do it?
I'm going to Google it. I'm sure there's a way to have glasses on camera without they're creating a shine. I just don't know what it is. I don't have any experience there, but I'm sure there's a way.
Well, there's got to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we don't know that there's a will. You know, they always say where there's a will, there's a way, but nobody ever says where there's a way, there's a will. So that's not a definite.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. You know what? I'll just forget.
You know what? I'm going to skip this one.
Let there be glare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well. I had a fiery show last night on the news talk station.
Oh.
And what happens is there's a text line. You can text into the studio for people who don't want to call. And usually it's people who don't want to call and have to argue their point. Because they're disagreeing with me. So they'll just fire off a text.
Sure.
So I banned several listeners last night. I said, you're fully banned from ever listening to my show again.
Like, yes. And you were serious? I mean, you were like mad?
No.
Oh. No.
I mean, I can't get mad at some of the stuff, most of the stuff that people say. Because they're just looking to disagree. And you can, I recognize some of the numbers when they come in, the phone numbers, even though they don't put their name. And you can look at the thread of every time they've texted the radio station. And there are certain people who just do nothing but sit at an opinion-based station like that and just fire off, disagreements or call every show so they can just get on the air and disagree and stuff like that. So you recognize them and it's no big deal.
Oh. I should have blocked my number. Shoot.
But I love coming home and Jody will have heard me reading one of those on the air. And then she'll start asking me, do you think that's, and then naming people that we know.
I'm like, oh God.
Oh yeah. That's great.
Do you think that's old Trevor? Yeah. We used to go to the gym with. Uh-huh. It's been a while since you've banned anybody from listening to your show. Or this show. I mean, it's been a while, so I love this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So y'all don't test me today on the TJ and Riggins show. I'll be banning all over. I'm in a banning mood.
This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
during the break, Lindsay had somebody knocking on her door. I thought it was that that bad boy of hers, but it was a woman's voice.
Yeah. It was my house, my cleaners. There's like eight of them in here, and they said that they were almost done and they wanted to make sure everything was good. I'm like, "You're good. You're good."
So she's like, "Did somebody knock on the door? Did somebody knock on the door?" And they said, "No."
No.
I guess the other seven of them were saying, "No, I didn't knock on the door. Did you knock on the door? I didn't knock on the door."
Yeah.
It took
5 minutes to get down to the bottom of who knocked on the door. And it was the only one that speaks English. So we figured it out.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a team of eight. Is that normal?
They get it done real quick.
I bet they do.
There's three floors. So they just like two or whatever, you know, three, two.
Or is it that the house is such a mess that it takes eight people to get it clean?
Well, now that could be it too. But what's funny is and y'all know this from people talking about it, and TJ probably knows because he had a cleaner, but you have to clean before the cleaners. Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's actually more work for me to have them than to not have them because I have to go the day before and clean before they come.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah,
straighten things and whatnot.
Pick up all the toys and, you know.
Yeah, and Jody that was that time when Lainey was little, and she's probably in elementary school. And Jody would always say, "Cleaning lady comes tomorrow. Get your room straight, you know, meaning pick up all the stuff out of the floor, make your bed, whatever." And the cleaning lady came to Jody later and said, "I found this note in Lainey's room. Lainey left a note telling her thank you for cleaning her room, and everything always looks so nice, and you know all that stuff.
She's precious."
And didn't tell anybody that she was going to leave her a note. Just decided that morning to write her a note and leave it.
I love that.
It's very Lainey of her to do.
Yeah. So sweet.
Pretty on brand for Lainey.
Don't tell her, if you ever meet her little boyfriend, don't tell him this, but last night, or started yesterday afternoon, she was getting ready to go to the concert of the weekend in Nashville last night. She loves, probably her all-time favorite singer. And she bought the tickets ahead of time, just assuming that there'd be somebody that would want to go with her. So her boyfriend didn't really want to go. He said, "But if one of your friends doesn't go with you, I'll go." And he's, you know, he doesn't hate the weekend, but it's not his thing. So she was texting me yesterday that she wishes I was there to go with her. And then, again last night during the concert, because she knows I like the weekend's music too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, boys always like to hear that you'd rather be with your dad than them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. That is so sweet though. I could cry thinking about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's precious.
You know, if I didn't have to work two jobs, I could have gone there last night and been there with her for the weekend.
Yeah.
If that would have been a concert that Jody wanted to go to, you bet she'd have been there. Yeah.
I was gonna say,
Wilson. Yeah, I'll be there. What time?
I'll say the whole weekend. Yeah. Long weekend.
You know, I might as well stay the week. I don't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now Trending happens every hour on the TJ and Reagan Show, getting you caught up on the world's biggest stories in pop culture, world news, and all the hottest news trending on the internet. Don't miss it. It's Now Trending every hour on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There is a company called Cozy Earth that is doing something really interesting on the internet right now. If you go to their TikTok, they are hosting what they're calling a bed rot challenge. And they have 10 people lying in bed in a competition. And whoever stays in bed the longest will win $25,000. Mm. Now, the sort of endurance test in this way has been done on the radio for many years.
That exact same bit has been done on radio.
Yeah, in many forms. So it's nothing new, but the fact that they're live streaming it all on TikTok and people are watching this, and all the competitors super good looking Gen Zers. And if you're not familiar, the term bed rot was brought about by Gen Z. And it's just a reference to staying in bed for a very long time while you're scrolling on your phone. And to me, it sounds like depression. They have a new innocent term for it. It's called bed rotting. So so if you're watching Cozy Earth right now on TikTok, you'll see these people, and they're actually sleeping at the moment. All the lights are out. And the rules are like, if you want to go use the bathroom, you have to get approval from everybody else. And so right now they're all still getting along, but eventually they're going to have to be a little more cutthroat, a little more ruthless to win $25,000.
Yeah. Who would give them permission? If you're trying to win a contest, I'd say no.
Exactly. But they're also nice. They're like young, they're, you know, not jaded yet. You know, they're just fun young people. So they're like, yeah, we're all getting along. We're getting along. Well, that's not going to last very long. You're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah.
So you can go watch that on their TikTok. And by the way, if you're over there, use promo code TJ at CozyEarth.com for the biggest discount on Cozy Earth products. That's the biggest discount on the internet, I think.
41%.
Did I tell you my mom has purchased 2 bubble cuddle blankets per family? We have 3 kids, so that's 6 blankets already for Christmas, for our Christmas gifts. And she's already told me. I'm like, well, it's my Christmas. Do what?
Did she tell the rest of the family?
No, but I guess they're about to know.
I guess so.
Oopsie.
Yeah, your brothers are like, well, I guess we're getting blankets.
Sorry.
They're not listening to this.
I know they're not. Yeah. Well,
they got important lives going.
Exactly.
They got jobs.
Yeah, good job. Well,
not everybody thinks this bed rot challenge is so cute and funny. There is a subreddit on the website Reddit for people with chronic fatigue syndrome. And somebody said, I'm not bedbound, but I spend most of my day lying down. Seeing this bed rot challenge on Instagram really has me triggered. I find it really offensive to people who are actually confined to bed and not just part of a fun challenge. I'm probably being too sensitive, but it seems really tone deaf to me.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. I mean, I could do it. I don't.
From all of the millions and millions of people who are bedbound, you know, bedridden and can't get up, you know, that I think now it is 1 out of every 3 people is suffering from that condition that this person says they've been triggered. What is it called, Riggins?
Chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yeah. I mean, it is so widespread. I can't believe the deftoneness of this company for doing a little contest like this. Oh, my God. So what that proves is even somebody who is staying in bed all day and has, you know, crippling fatigue still has the energy to put forth the effort to become a victim and get the message out that I matter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you.
Still got energy.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, let me say something else about this contest that Riggins was just talking about that the Cozy Earth is doing, where the last person in the bed wins $25,000 of these contestants. And then somebody said they had chronic fatigue syndrome and that this is triggering and they're a little tone deaf and this, that, and the other. Now, I wasn't, and nobody called and complained or anything. I'm just saying this on my own. I wasn't making fun of people who have that condition. If you really have that condition, what I was saying is ridiculous is that you got a person who is saying that these people are insensitive and triggering and all of that stuff because they're doing an innocent contest. That's the part that's ridiculous to me. You know what? I suffer from male pattern baldness. And I'm not triggered every time there is something that is centered around men being bald.
Right.
You know, I also suffer from severe occasional hemorrhoidal flare-ups.
Yeah.
But if I see a scene on TV or in a movie where somebody is being, you know, made, it's being made into a comedy segment about somebody having hemorrhoids, I don't get triggered and start saying that it's tone deaf for all of us. And there are way more hemorrhoid sufferers than there are chronic fatigue patients.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. They always got to be saying something.
Oh, just relax. Yeah, not everybody is coming after you.
That's it.
Everything is a slight toward you or an affront to you. Just relay.
Is that a narcissist move, though? Because I know you know more about that than the average person. Like, to think that someone's always into what you got going on or concerned about you.
Right. It is. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they got that.
And it's a constant desire to get everybody else to think that you matter, like they think you don't to begin with, which, you know, if you stop and think about it, the more you think about what people are, the negative thoughts people are having about you, and you stop and really look at it and go, well, you know what? They're probably not even thinking about me at all.
Right.
And that's most of the time that's the case. And yeah, it falls into that category a little bit. Hmm. I believe I didn't heard Dr. Phil McGraw talk about it. Dr. Phil Billy.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, here's the deal.
Nobody's thinking about you. Well, duh. Yeah. Well, duh.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Riggins, is this a lady water bottle thing that I'm holding up?
Is it a, you know what?
A Walla or something?
I think more women probably are into them than men are, but I mean, what is it? Mm-hmm.
You know. I think that's more manly than the Stanley.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we're going to rank them in masculinity, that's definitely above the Stanley.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm. Especially if I put whiskey in it.
Now that.
But it's got a safety cover thing on it where I won't spill it on my computer and stuff.
I love the Awala, or however mm-hmm. you say them.
Yeah. They're I do too, girl. My wife mm-hmm. got a white one, and then I got a black one.
Yeah.
Ebony and ivory.
Love it.
TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. Been waiting to hear about this. Yesterday, Lindsay dropped off her firstborn child for her first day of kindergarten. Her child's name is Delilah, also known as D for short.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, how did it work when you took D to her first day of big school?
Okay. So, we got her ready in her cute little uniform that she's going to eventually hate, but you know I love. Mm-hmm. Got her ready, took pics, and the idea of the class, the teacher, her idea was that the parents come in, you park instead of the car line, you come in, bring your child, they sit down, they find their desk, you help them, 20 minutes you get to stay and talk to them and figure out, you know, what they're going to do for the day. So we park, we start walking in, and Delilah turns around and said, "You don't need to walk me any further. I know where I'm going." And I went, "D, I'm going to walk you into your class, okay?" She was like, "Okay." I'm like, "Okay." So at this point, I'm not even like, I can't even cry because I'm thinking, what's happening right now? This child doesn't even want me to walk in with her. I'm kind of offended. I don't know if she's embarrassed by me. So anyway, we get to the door. The teacher's like, welcome, come on in. And Delilah turns around and she's like, I got it, Mom. Thank you. Have a good day. And I was like, I'm going to just come in and see your desk and like where you're, you know, what we're doing here. She said, Mom, don't worry. I'm going to be fine.
Wow. Yeah. That is awesome.
Is it?
It is. It really is. And that should be a testament to you and Kyle that y'all have put her in enough social situations her whole life to where she's comfortable and she's secure about just walking in somewhere that, you know, she's never been and saying, I know what to do. And if I don't, I'll figure it out. I mean, that is incredible for a 5-year-old to do that.
I guess if you want to look at it that way, but I
you're going to choose to look at it the hurtful way
because I see everyone else's mom in there, like talking to the teacher, talking to them, getting them their place set. And I'm like outside the door. That's what made me want to cry. Not that I'm sad it's her first day. It's like, you just kind of ruined this moment for me. I mean,
it was very selfish of her.
It was very selfish. I was like, I can't believe I'm getting shunned by my 5-year-old daughter.
You aren't getting shunned. She was just reassuring you. Don't worry about me, Mom.
She didn't want me coming into the class.
Right.
Yep. Well, is she embarrassed? But I was like, I'm.
No. Yep. She wanted to be focused on, I'm a big girl and this is what big girls do. And I'm ready to get started with this.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, I guess I'll be saying something different by the time Brooks, my 3-year-old, gets there because he's a crier. He's a mommy's boy. You know, he was crying on the way to drop her off thinking he was going to have to go.
Yeah, when it comes time for him to go to kindergarten, you'll be catapulting him into the building.
Yeah, I won't even think I need to walk in there with him because he won't let me leave. Mm-hmm. But I thought like I could come hang out with other moms, see what it's all about. No. So I just left, and then I, like, in the parking lot, I called my mom and was like, well, I guess that's it.
But hang on. I have another thought on this that may make you feel better, too.
Okay,
hang on.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So Lindsay's mad because her daughter, when she took her to her first day of kindergarten yesterday, her daughter said, I got it, Mom. I'm good. You don't have to stay. All of that, where the moms are supposed to stay for about 20 minutes, getting them in their desks and doing all of that. I said that that's a good thing because it shows how well Kyle has raised her to be confident and secure out in public, you know, but then another thing about it is that she saved you from having to go chit chat with all those other moms and stuff.
That's true.
You know, you didn't want to do that.
I mean, I did want to kind of talk to the teacher and just kind of, you know, get to know her and, I don't know, but it's fine. She didn't want me in there. She actually gave me her necklace. She was like, this will make you feel better. Gave me your necklace. I was like, feel better. Like, wait a second. The tables are turned.
That's what she was doing, Lindsay. She was trying to keep spare your feelings. She knew you were going to be sad and crying and all that stuff. She's probably heard you telling people that you're going to cry and that it's going to, you know, bother you to be losing, you know, your little baby and all of that. Yeah. She may have been trying to just spare you from an emotional breakdown she thought you were going to have.
I guess so. I mean, I think she's smarter than I think. And maybe at first I thought she was just embarrassed of me. I don't know. I was like, do I smell? Like, what's the deal? Like, why are you not wanting me in there? Yeah. She said like 3 times, don't want me in, Mom. I'm good. Don't want me in. Don't want me in.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe she thought she might cry.
That could have, I don't know.
So what did your mom tell you about it when you told her you were upset that Delilah didn't want you to go in with her?
She laughed. She was like, that's Dee. That's her personality. So and she's been independent from day one, never wants me to hold her hand. She's got it. Like, you know, but I thought the first day of kindergarten would be a little scary. I mean, I was scared. I'm scared as a mother.
Yeah.
Like on the first, you know, but she just.
Well, I remember when you posted that video where she was going to her little daycare kind of school for the first time and she was just a toddler. Mm-hmm. She even two at that point?
No, 18 months.
And she took off running in front of Kyle. He was trying to hold her hand and all that. She took off running. Jody, I remember Jody and I were laughing about that back when you posted that. And you're like, look at Lindsay's little girl.
Yeah.
And she just took off because that is her personality.
Yeah.
I mean, but she was one. She took off running away from her dad, trying to get in there to where the other kids were.
But you know what this says to me is that she's going to leave me. Yeah. See, Riggit, see, now I'm going to cry because now I'm getting, she's going to leave me when she's 18 or whatever. And I'm never going to see her again. I mean, she's so.
Yeah.
She might. I got to have another one.
She might go off and join the Peace Corps or something.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Traveling all backpacking across Europe with no money and stuff.
No.
Or she may get married and then you and Kyle won't be the A grandparents in the thing.
No.
Husband's parents are going to be closer to the, to she and her husband, her and her husband than you and Kyle will be. Usually it's the other way around, but.
This is all hitting me. Now I'm going to cry.
But you got plenty of time for her to break your heart that way.
Okay, great.
And it's a long way away.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Earlier this week, McDonald's released their adult Happy Meal. With some of the old classic characters from McDonaldland. And it's been a total hit with the adults. It comes with a unique toy, and they've got a new shake to go along with it. But McDonald's Japan is in the news this week because they launched their own adult Happy Meal, but it was quickly canceled because these videos went viral of people buying the adult Happy Meal that included a Pokemon card and then just throwing the food away. So there were these trash cans filled with burgers and fries and drinks and things like that. And McDonald's Japan said, this is not the culture, the cultural reset that we need. And they are going to cancel the adult Happy Meal because they don't like people throwing away their food.
Well, and the Japanese is a very clean people, y'all.
Yeah.
They do not play that about trash cans overflowing and stuff like that. You ever watch that, that Otani that plays for the Dodgers? Now he's Japanese. And what he does when he takes, when he either hits the ball or when he gets a walk, he stands there and he takes off all of his pads that he wears for when he's batting and stacks them neatly on the ground for the ball boy to come around and gather up for him and lays his bat down in a neat way, right? He organizes it all before he goes to first base.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Organized.
So that's the way them Japanese are. Let me tell you something about the Japanese, boy.
So they're taking the cards and throwing the food away. Is the food, do you think it's different than here? Because, I mean,
sure.
I love the, I mean.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, why would you not eat it, right?
Yeah.
Their Happy Meals are raw fish burgers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's on the Japanese McDonald's menu, but I'm sure it's not the regular like Big Macs and stuff. I don't know, but yeah, they're
all different. The foreign American chains, they all have different stuff on them. Yeah.
So sorry if you're in Japan, you can't get your adult Happy Meal this week, at least.
Yeah.
in a moment that might make you feel old, Eminem was doing some press and doing some photographs in front of paparazzi. And this young guy goes, oh my God, that's the guy from Fortnite. Like, didn't know who he was, but recognized him because he is in the game Fortnite. He appeared as a special guest character last year. But gosh, does that make you just, that'll rip your heart out. That's the guy from Fortnite. That's Eminem. Ouch.
Oh my God.
This video is circulating the internet this week. And then today is a very special day, probably most special to TJ. Today is National Creamsicle Day. Oh. National Creamsicle Day. Now, a creamsicle is vanilla ice cream covered in orange sherbet, right?
Yeah. It's and just, that is, and it, and that flavor is in all kinds of stuff. Orange cream, yeah.
Orange cream. Is that your favorite ice cream aside from an ice cream sandwich?
No. No. If you go to a real ice cream place and get, like, I like Reese's ice cream, like the peanut butter ice cream with the Reese's chunks in it, stuff like that. But just regular run-of-the-mill ice cream, I'd probably rather have a vanilla soft serve cone than just about anything. Just plain old vanilla.
What about dip, though, in the orange?
Yeah, like a Dairy Queen. Oh, yes. Yeah. That's incredible. Mm-hmm.
Next level stuff. Yeah. So happy National Creamsicle Day. Somebody else is having a real tough time dropping their kid off at kindergarten. I'll tell you about them next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
My favorite thing already is Lindsay being upset that her daughter wasn't more upset when Lindsay dropped her off at school this past week, the other day. She dropped her firstborn off at kindergarten, and she didn't, she wasn't as emotional as I guess Lindsay would have wanted.
Yeah.
That's she wanted, maybe a tear shed would have been.
A hug would have been nice. I don't want you to have a breakdown. I just want like a happy medium. Like, I'm going to miss you. Hug, kiss, see ya. Mm-hmm. Instead, she just walks right past me. I'm like, don't come in, Mom. Don't come in. I don't need you to come in.
Yeah, Lindsay was devastated by that. But there's one woman that just dropped her first kid off at kindergarten, and she posted this video on TikTok. I'm not making this up. This is totally real. She gets on the video, and she's crying. And this is what she says. I had to write it down. This is your sign that if you're just home from your kids' meet the teacher and you are underwhelmed and not excited like you were a few days ago, you are not alone. All I wanted was like a fun rug in the room on the ground for him. Nothing. She had nothing. And I'm just praying that by next week, there's a little bit more fun in the room, because right now it looks like a room with a few Legos and empty bins and a board with nothing written on it. It's just boring. Like, you couldn't even put your name on the board or anything. She is upset that the child's classroom is not decorated to her liking. And she is on TikTok crying about it.
That is going to be a mother that every year before school starts, the teachers are going to get together and they're going to, you know, stand there looking at their list, praying they don't get that child in their class.
Yep.
Which makes me sad for that child.
The teachers have been stitching this video that was posted, I don't know, 2 days ago or so, have been stitching it, pointing out why the teacher's room might not be as decorated. She said, you know, we don't get any money from the schools to do that. We've only had 2 weeks of work, so there's probably not a lot of time to decorate, but at just the meet the teachers, it might be more decorated by the time school actually starts for them. So they're defending the woman. And a lot of people are saying this mother is just entitled.
What a psycho. Truly.
Mm-hmm. But there's one of my kids' favorite teachers that they ever had was a man named Mr. Robinson. And Mr. Robinson was a third grade teacher, and he was a manly man. He was, you know, former military, the whole thing. And he used to gripe all the time about having to do bulletin boards and things like that. Because you don't find many third grade manly masculine teachers, yeah, you know, unless they're women.
Accurate.
So this woman just may not be. Imagine my little friend Jenny being a teacher and what her room would look like. Would it have little balloons everywhere and all of that stuff? No, she just may not be that type of a teacher, but she could still be a good teacher and not have all the frills and laces and everything.
It sounds like the kid is super. Oh, is third grade? Is that what you said?
No,
That's all
that. Okay, what grade so this guy. It sounds like super young because she's talking about carpets and rugs.
Yeah, kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Excuse me. I hate to break it to her. There's going to be way more concerns in your school than that. Buckle up, sister, because you're going to have teachers you don't like. I mean, much more important things, to worry about.
She already doesn't like this teacher.
Clearly.
Exactly.
She's going to be out to get her.
Yeah! All right, let's go!
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, there is a very cute video that I saw this morning. Riggins had sent me. It is a grandmother whose grandchild has set up a TikTok for her. And so she started using the TikTok, even though she probably didn't know much about it when it started, but she started using it now. And she's sweetest looking, typical grandmother look with the silver hair and the shampoo set and sitting in her recliner, camera right in her face,
yes.
Speaking loudly, like people can't hear her if she doesn't. So this is what she said.
Hey, everybody. I'm feeling pretty good, so I'm going to go finish emptying the dishwasher. I took out, a little bit on the bottom shelf, and I got to go do the rest. And then I'm going to go upstairs and take my shower. So this is a busy, busy day, and it's Monday, and I love Mondays. I have an appointment tomorrow with, the thing on retirement. And then Wednesday, I have an appointment with my doctor on my opioid pills. So, it's an exciting week. I'll be exhausted. Thanks, everybody, for your comments. I am getting around to them, but it's work. Bye.
Okay.
It work, especially if they're taking me off these opioids.
Yeah. That's right. I want to know more about this appointment for the opioid pills.
Is opioids are what again? Or just, it's a classification of.
Yeah. They're usually like Adderall is an opioid, isn't it, Riggins?
I don't know. I don't know which one qualifies as an opioid and which ones don't.
They're like the pain medicine, that movie with Michael Keaton where it was called Dope Sick. Did you see that series called Dope Sick? Anyway,
I never saw that.
Yeah, that's where they're pain pills and uppers and things like that.
Uppers and downers and zing zangers.
Yeah. that is a busy week.
Yeah.
Doctor's appointments, retirement stuff appointments. Gonna be exhausting.
The dishwasher?
The dishwasher responding to comments on TikTok. That's got to take up a whole day, I bet.
I feel her with the dishwasher thing. I hate that. That's the worst job in the house, I think, is emptying the dishwasher.
I do too. That's Kyle's job.
I'm wondering if she's from the Indiana region of the Midwest because she said, I'm going to go take my shower. And Jody's family always says that. I took my shower. Your dad's in there taking his shower, and then when he's done, I'll take my shower. They
own it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah, they want to own it. They want you to know that's theirs.
Yeah.
That's my shower. That's my bath.
Yeah, because I always say I'm going to take a shower. Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. Take my shower.
The only thing is all Midwestern people because, yeah. Riggins, your parents don't say that, do they? The Chicago area.
I don't know. I'd have to listen to it. They might. They very, very well might.
But like Jody's Indiana family say, I'm going to take my shower. Shower. Shower.
Shower.
Shower.
Her. Oh,
her mom, but like her grandfather would have said it that way. Anyway, that's not the important thing. Let's just pray for this old lady.
It's just the TJ and Reagan show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I told y'all, it may have been last week when I told you that my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, has always been a, what they call a go-getter. You know, she's the opposite of a lazy. I mean, she'll work whatever she's got to do to make a dime. She retired from teaching, and then now she's a full partner in a real estate company where she sells real estate. I mean, just never stops. And I said that selling watermelons on the side of the road in Louisiana is cutthroat. I mean, it's big time, you know, and you got a lot of competition out there. So Riggins sent me this video this morning of a lady in Alexandria, Louisiana, which is my wife's hometown. She's on the side of the road selling watermelons, and she's having to do promotions to get people to come to her watermelon truck.
Oh,
she's probably weighs about 97 pounds.
Okay.
Purple hair that's faded, needs to be, you know, touched up. You know, she hadn't had time to get to the salon. I don't think she had any teeth. I'm not making fun. I'm just giving you the picture because when I play the audio, you're going to want to know what she looked like. She's got a big jug sitting on the ground. It's like, it's one of those big jugs that the, in an office that water comes in, the big water tank thing, the blue, and it's filled with watermelon wine. And then there's a glass of the watermelon wine sitting in front of it and a watermelon sitting beside it.
Yes.
Okay. So basically she's doing a commercial. And she is doing her rendition of Tracy Byrd's country classic, Watermelon Wine. Okay? I think that's what it was called. Well, Watermelon Crawl. Here we go.
All right, you rock back on your heels, you drop down to your knees, you crawl across the floor, then you jump back on your feet. You wiggle and you giggle, meet all you ever saw, and that is how you do the Watermelon Crawl. You see, I got a couple of gallons of sweet red wine. It was made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. You can sip you some, but obeying the law, if you drink, don't try to do the watermelon crawl.
And then she toasts the camera when she does. She had a little dance moves there, the whole thing.
I mean, it's not, yeah, it's not terrible. I mean, if she was singing, I would go to her station.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you've got my money.
That's exactly.
But, you know, what these are discerning watermelon connoisseurs, Lindsay. I mean, it doesn't matter. She could do a show with trained monkeys out there.
Yeah.
Chimpanzees. And if that watermelon ain't sweet, there ain't nobody going to her.
Ain't nobody.
They're going to trade with somebody else.
And it's,
the country people say they don't buy stuff or shop with them; they trade with them. You almost not buy Roy's general store over there. I like to trade with him.
I love that.
But love that. I mean, that watermelon wine looked good.
It did look good. Mm-hmm. And it looked ice cold.
Kool-Aid's in there.
I wonder if it's real wine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's real wine, or is it like moonshine?
No, it's wine.
Wine. Okay. Wine.
They also make what's called muscadine wine.
Okay.
And there it's a different type of fruit. But, yeah. I mean, you don't need a vineyard to make good wine, Liz.
Okay. I was a little confused there. Got it.
That's a t-shirt.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Jeff Bezos is reportedly obsessed with getting his wife, Lauren Sanchez, cast as the next Bond girl. So if you don't know, Amazon purchased the rights to James Bond. You know what? Lauren Sanchez is 55 years old. She is beautiful, but I've never seen a 55-year-old James Bond girl.
She was beautiful.
But yes.
When she still, and she would be beautiful now if she hadn't messed with her face so much.
Yeah, I don't know that she's had any work done, but
you're joking, right?
No, I don't know that. You know, I it looks to me like she has it. She's had some work done, but I don't know that she has. But the story that you're seeing all over the place keeps using the word obsessed. So he is the head of Amazon, so he probably has a little bit of power. But if you're writing the next James Bond movie, do you want Jeff Bezos coming in there and be like, "I've got some ideas for the movie"? Like,
yeah, no. What do they call that? Nepotism.
I think it's something like that. It is something
trying to
like
get
that.
Your family into jobs and thing because they're your family.
I guess so. So we'll see if she ends up getting cast as the next Bond girl, Lauren Sanchez. Turns out a lot of NFL fans are pretty upset that the Minnesota Vikings have two male cheerleaders competing this season. But they're not the first male cheerleaders in the
Panthers,
NFL.
Our Carolina Panthers were the first, I think, to have male cheerleaders.
Right. And he and
really
she, I don't know. They're back this year.
Okay. So maybe that's what they're saying, that because the Panthers guy pretends to be a woman, that he doesn't count as the first male cheerleader because he claims to be female. Maybe. I don't know the full story, but I know that. I know that not all of the Panthers cheerleaders, there's at least one person who's not a woman.
Apparently the Rams had a male cheerleader during the Super Bowl as well. So this is not a new story, but a lot of Minnesota Viking fans are calling for a boycott on the season and on the team and on the NFL. But my question is, why don't they make a stink when there's male cheerleaders in college? No one even is, you know, saying anything about that. What is different about having professional
the difference is in college they stunt, so the men pick up the women and do all the stunts. In NFL they're dancers. I mean, they call themselves cheerleaders, but it's a dance team.
Yeah,
they don't stunt and do all the lifting. And
yeah, because you can be a masculine college cheerleader, you can't be a masculine NFL cheerleader.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? Okay. This is all news to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know any of this. So stunting only in college, not in pro sports, but and that's why you need guys as cheerleaders in college. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Got it. So we'll see how this all pans out. And then Regal Cinema is bringing back Harry Potter to the movie theater from the dates of August 20th through September 3rd. It's part of an event called Back to Hogwarts. And they are releasing a limited edition Icy for those movies. And it's inspired by Butterbeer, one of the popular drinks enjoyed by the characters in Harry Potter. So I don't know that this is any better. It's basically a butterscotch flavored Icy.
Which I think would be fantastic.
Caramel drizzle.
I don't want anything Harry Potter. I don't want to call it Butterbeer, but I would like to call it butterscotch, whatever I'm having. Because the Hershey Kisses that were Butterbeer are fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
I tried.
So, yeah, that sounds pretty good. So Back to Hogwarts event at Regal Cinema begins on August 20th. Now, there is a woman going viral because she has a wedding coming up, but she now has a problem with her sister. And it's the worst time to get into a fight with your sibling right around your wedding day. I'll tell you about all the nasty
things. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I saw this story and I can't get enough of it. There is a 28-year-old with a 25-year-old sister, and their beloved grandmother just passed, I think, 8 months ago. And this is all in the middle of the 28-year-old planning her wedding. And she's all very excited about it. And they were very close to their grandma. So grandma leaves her wedding dress for the 28-year-old. Now, the 28-year-old says, I'm going to wear it. It needs a couple alterations, make it modernize it a little bit. But it's going to be so special that I have my grandmother's actual wedding dress on my big day. So as the wedding approaches, which is in October, I believe, the 25-year-old sister says, would it bother you if I use the wedding gown for my wedding? And she goes, well, you're not even dating anybody. She goes, no, I'm going to have, she's going to do one of those ceremonies where she marries herself.
Yeah.
She's going to have a self ceremony, I think is what they call it, complete with a ring, a bridesmaids, all that stuff. And the 25-year-old's reasoning, she said, well, you're going to have a husband. You're going to have a life and a house and kids and stuff like that. I don't have any of that. So this would give me a way to be close to grandma. And the 28-year-old just said, no, I'm not giving you the wedding dress so you can marry yourself. And she's now like documenting sort of the saga about trying to repair the relationship with her little sister and wondering, you know, how to make things right.
Well, if you love your sister, then not only should you not let her take the wedding dress, you should also have her go to the hospital and get, you know, really, really checked out.
Yeah.
Because that's an emotional break, I think, for somebody who's going to just sit and marry themselves. Because, first of all, it is, you know, way, way, to the side of being self-centered and narcissistic. And also a sadness, you know, to think that you're in that type of a mental state where the only thing you see that's going to get you the attention that your sister is getting is for you to have a wedding ceremony and say that you're marrying yourself.
Right. Now,
if somebody comes along that she starts dating and proposes, will she have to divorce herself before she can marry a guy that comes along that wants to marry her?
It's a good question.
And would she take half of her own stuff? How will they split that in the divorce?
It's a good question. Now, a lot of people are saying, here's what you can do if you want to repair the relationship with your younger sister. Just have her do her self-marriage after your wedding day and then let her be the second person to wear the wedding dress. But she's not here trying to hear any of that.
Just, if you care about your sister, get her some help.
Yeah. That's it. That's all that needs to be said right there.
That's how you repair your relationship with your sister. Get her some help.
She'll thank you later when she's sane.
Mm-hmm.
Her fiance says she's being way too nice about
it. Yeah.
Because imagine what he's thinking. He's like, what are we talking about? I'm paying for all this stuff and we've got all these things going on. And now your younger sister wants to use the dress for her self-wedding ceremony. Give me a break. He's got to be going nuts. He might even be rethinking into that marrying
family.
Her.
Yeah.
If
that's the way the sister acts, how does the rest of the family act?
Right.
Yeah. Is she one step behind the sister doing the same thing? So I love this saga. Hopefully they work it out, right?
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream live every weekday at tjriggins.com. Our new homepage works just like an app does, and it's the best way to enjoy the TJ Riggins Show. Or you want to listen later? Make sure you grab the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, tjriggins.com, or YouTube. And a sincere thank you for being a member of the radio family.
is New Radio? New Radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now, you young people don't know anything about this, but back before the days of social media and your Tinders and your what are some of the other big dating sites called?
Bumble and Plenty of Fish and eHarmony.
Yeah, eHarmony was one of the big ones in the beginning. But what is that other one?
Match.
That
Match.
Where they want you to delete it. They say they want you to delete it.
Hinge,
that's right. Well, people used to go to these offices and make videos of themselves talking about the type of person they're looking for and all of that. And they were matchmaker services, they called them. Mm-hmm. So this is from a video of a man. It looks like it's about in the early 90s, and he's sitting there and they're videoing him and they're asking him questions. He's got long, stringy red beard. He's got a long, stringy red mullet. Skullet, where he's completely bald on the top and then it's long hair in the back. And they ask him, what type of person, what type of woman is he looking for to spend time with? And listen to this poor fella.
At this point, I'm thinking just about anyone would be just fine. Anybody that can spend the time with me, is somebody worth spending time with.
Okay.
Oh.
He is at the point where he's just like, I'll take anybody.
Don't care.
You know, I don't want the one, you know, it's not good for me to want the one I want the most. I want the one that wants me the most.
Right. There you go.
That's it.
Absolutely.
And I'm not mad about that philosophy. I mean, hey, you can be loved. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but.
Yeah, or be single forever, or, you know, embrace it. You know, you want the hottest person that wants you for sure. That's good.
Now, as a single woman, would you look at that and go, okay, he's my guy? Or would you look at it and go, that guy's desperate. I don't want any part of him. Desperate. I think though, if you come across a woman who's kind of the same way and you're like, hey, he and I are kindred spirits. I'll take just anybody at this point. He probably ended up with a wonderful love of a lifetime. They're probably still together to this day with grandchildren.
You think?
No. I hope so.
I hope. Yeah, no way.
God bless him. I used to work with a guy like that. And it was pretty sad.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He was nice, though. He'd made a woman a great weird husband.
Jay Riggins and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Boom, boom. The bluey explosion. So, Lindsay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Now that your daughter has started big girl school and she's in her gonna be in her regular routine of going to school. Is your son, who doesn't start going to his little school for a week or so now, is he going to get to do all of the fun things that stay-at-home kids get to do? Like, are you going to take him to the pool and things like that? And then her come home from school and say, you went swimming today?
Yeah.
Why can't I go swim? You know, that kind of stuff.
I was thinking about this the other day. I think I am going to try to do things just one-on-one with him. Cause there was a time where he wasn't even here, obviously. And me and Dee would just do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, and he's never got that time. So I was thinking but you're right. She's going to get home and be like, y'all went to Playland today or the pool or what, you know, then she might not want to go to school.
Yeah. But you just have to make sure that she thinks that what she did was cooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look how you learn the alphabet. That is so much more fun.
And it's way better than what we did. We went swimming into a movie.
Yeah.
And then went to a bounce house.
He ate all the candy he wanted. Yeah, but you had a lot more fun with your celery sticks.
Yeah. Trust me. Go to the lunchroom. Yeah. Wow.
She said that right when she walked in today, she said, now, am I going to buy hot lunch? Because she's heard me say that, but I had already packed her lunch. I was like, I mean, if you want. She was like, I do. I was like, well, I packed your lunch. She was like, oh, okay. Like, she wants to go ahead and buy hot, like, kindergarten, yeah. They, like.
She wants the whole school experience. She's like, if I'm a big girl, like y'all have been saying that I am, then I need to be a big girl.
Yeah. So I guess her lunch is going to be wasted. So anyway,
but, I mean, how good is the cafeteria food there?
Apparently it's top notch. I don't know.
I bet it is good.
I don't know.
Like them country club.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, they should have good lunch, I should say.
Yeah, they should have a surf and turf for those kindergartners. Yeah. Top of the line, aged filet mignon.
Yeah. Do you want hollandaise with that? Or? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
She should come home with foie gras on her dress. Yeah. You spilled your foie gras. Foie gras all over you.
You're like, what is that? Ketchup? No, Mom. It's a Bernays.
We had duck a l'orange for lunch today, Mom.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Stream the show 24/7 at our media center at tjriggins.com. This is great. Our media center has a podcast option, a streaming option, and a way for you to watch the show if you'd like. It is awesome. You're going to love it.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So is what Taylor Swift does as an artist harder than what Travis Kelce does as a professional football player? He seems to think so. He said to go out on stage on a computer essentially for 3 hours. Her tour floor is literally, I've seen underneath the thing, it's this football field size computer. You take that into Singapore where it's scorching hot. And all of a sudden you're feeling the fumes from the computer, 3 hours of energy, bringing every single song. It's arguably more exhausting than how much I put in on a Sunday. And she's doing it for 3, 4, 5 days in a row. I thought that was kind of interesting to hear.
What? Hear him pandering?
Who's he pandering to?
Her and other women, all the other women. But here's the thing. I think what she does is way harder for him than what he does.
Yeah.
But there's no way she could strap on the pads and get out there with football players and do what he does. I mean, yeah. one play and she'd be in the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Now, because I'm telling you, and I know I'm always critical of Taylor Swift, but I get what she does on stage and being able to write music is something that is a gift, and that's her gift. She's talented. Her talent is that. His talent is being arguably the best at his position in the entire NFL. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, the toughness that goes along with it.
Yeah.
So no, I wouldn't say that it's harder than what he does. It's just because they're not even in the same arena as far as a comparison.
Not even close, because she's building her endurance and the same way he is for his sport, but they're two totally different things. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know him saying that. I mean, he definitely is looking for attention there, like from
he's her. So sweet. Oh, yeah. He's so sweet. Yeah, you know,
he's is that what it is? Best boyfriend ever. Yeah. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because so what? What is he going to say in an interview? He's like, no, it ain't that hard. I mean, she's got to sing a couple songs or pop songs. It seems fun. What she does is fun. I'm getting beat up all the time. You can't say that, I guess.
Did she agree with him?
I didn't hear her response to it, but I'm sure she loves that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think both are tremendously hard. I couldn't do either one of them, but I think, you know, like TJ said, he can't do hers and vice versa. But yeah, he's definitely looking for attention.
It's apples and oranges, and when in doubt, pander to the women.
There it is. There it is.
We've got more. Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now Trending happens every hour on the TJ and Riggins Show, getting you caught up on the world's biggest stories in pop culture, world news, and all the hottest news trending on the internet. Don't miss it. It's Now Trending every hour on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a mid-20-year-old, I think she's 24, her name is Hannah, of course, and she's a bartender for a venue, and they do weddings and anniversaries and corporate parties and stuff like that. So she actually works for the venue as a bartender, and she said she was working a wedding last weekend, and she has a tip jar, and first of all, a lot of people are saying it's tacky to have a tip jar at a wedding. For the bartender. So she says what she does, her boss has asked her to just put the tip jar behind her so people can see it with money in it, but don't have it out front like you're asking for tips. And she said she gets paid a wage, but gratuity is not included in that. So she set up her tip jar behind her at the bar, and apparently the bride came over before the guests arrived and said, hey, we don't want any tip jars at our wedding reception. And then she got on TikTok and complained about like how, you know, if it's allowed by the place that she works, should the couple that hired the venue be allowed to make those kind of decisions? Because it's taken away from her income.
Of course they should.
They should be allowed to tell her what they want and don't want.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so the venue is okay with you not wearing a bra and you're wearing a tank top. Well, the bride and groom and the family should be able to say, no, we don't want you. Go put on a bra and a real shirt, you know?
Yeah, okay. The venue should, that's her boss, right? Technically, I mean.
The boss is the one that allows the tip jar behind her.
Right. They should be, yeah.
But the bride stepped in and said, we don't want any tip jars. Well. And, you know. So, but a lot of people are just pointing out, this is tacky. If I go to a wedding, I don't want to be, you know, forced to tip all over the place, and the bride and groom should cover the gratuity in all situations.
I don't have a problem with the tip jar, but you got to listen to your boss.
But the thing is that if you go to a wedding and they have covered the bar for the reception, then yeah, you should know to tip the bartenders. There doesn't even need to be a tip jar out there. People should know. They should announce, hey, you know, the bartenders are working hard and, you know, they're not getting a gratuity on this. So we've covered the drinks. So if you throw them a little something for the effort, great. Take care of them, whatever. But yeah, if you're at a wedding where they've bought the drinks for you, you should know that you're supposed to tip the bartenders.
Yeah.
With or without the tip jar.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it. We figured this out. That was not a problem.
Stop being trashy.
Let's go. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.